Class ends in 5 minutes, and you know this not because you checked your watch, but because everyone is starting to pack up and mentally disconnect from anything you're saying. Bridget McGowan Hawkins here. I am a senior digital educator at Cengage Learning. Cengage Learning is a leading and worldwide provider of innovative teaching, learning, and research solutions for the academic, professional, and library markets. So when you are met with those circumstances, when students seem to have disengaged before you can complete your last thought, how do you keep the course conversations going outside of the classroom? You know your students are on social media seemingly 24 hours a day, so how might you harness that and extend learning in a way that you know will connect with students? And what do you do if you are not on social media? What options are available to you? I have an answer. 3 tools: Twitter, Hootsuite, and ConnectYard. That's Twitter, T-W-I-T-T-E-R, Hootsuite, H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E, one word, and ConnectYard. That's Connect, then Yard, spelled as one word with the Y capitalized. Let's start with our first tool, Twitter. If you do not already tweet, that's fine. It's easier than you think and does not require you to be tethered to a device 24/7. You see, businesses regularly use social media such as Twitter to draw the attention of a crowd, take their products, mission, and services to another level, offer promotions that instill in followers a sense of ownership and involvement in their companies. So stop and think for a moment. This is precisely what you have been wanting. A smart way to use technology that can draw students' attention to your course content, take their learning to another level, and instill in students a sense of ownership and involvement in their education. So how might you use Twitter to do that? First, create for yourself a free Twitter account at twitter.com, then decide on the vital messages students need to take from your class or the vital questions students need to answer each session or each week, depending on how often you want to tweet. And then use those messages, use those questions to compose your tweets. And then the next step is create a unique hashtag you will include in each of your tweets so students can easily locate the conversation and add to it. Keep in mind, you have a maximum of 140 characters per tweet. For instance, if you teach a communication class, a tweet might be, "What is one idea you learned from class today for adapting your presentations to meet the needs of a diverse audience?" Hashtag COMSP16. Now, the hashtag COMSP16 stands for Communication Spring 2016. Now, remember that hashtag is part of those 140 characters. Or for a behavioral science class, you might tweet, "The first category of William Perry's theory of moral and cognitive development is dualism. Identify and explain the second category." Hashtag BEHSCIFA16, Behavioral Science, Fall 2016. Or for any class, you could tweet, "Check out the syllabus. What are you looking forward to learning this week? Hashtag MathSP16. Remember to always include a hashtag and share it with students so your messages can be found. You may think, "You know what, that's nice, Bridget, but I don't want to have to immediately get on a device. I don't have time to run to my office and post tweets after every class." And my response is, you don't have to. You see, you can automate your tweets to post the minute class ends or even live tweet during class thanks to automation. Former professor, colleague, and friend Kyla Givhan told me about Hootsuite. That's H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E. She told me about Hootsuite some years ago, and it took me some more years to finally see why she was such a believer in it. So our second tool is Hootsuite. Hootsuite is free for a basic account, which is what I currently have. It has a publishing feature that puts you in a position to schedule and post content to social media, keeping you active and regularly engaged in a conversation with your students outside of the classroom. You can schedule hundreds of posts at a time or just a few at a time. use suggestions to find relevant content to share with your students, and you can view your scheduled messages by day, week, or month in the calendar view at Hootsuite. You can schedule content to post to Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and over 100 other social media outlets using Hootsuite. Why this would work so well for your classroom is you already have your teaching schedule outlined for the term. So you have an advantage with scheduling content for your posts weeks in advance. And once you create at least one social media account, Twitter, for example, go over to Hootsuite at hootsuite.com, compose the messages you want to send, and select the exact dates and times you want them to deploy. Just think. You can tweet about the War of 1812 at 3 in the morning without opening or batting an eye. Now, a few seconds ago, you heard me say Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. What if you do not have any of those accounts but still want to connect with students on social media? Is there any way for you to do this? Absolutely. Finally, let me share with you our third tool, ConnectYard. Even if you have no social media accounts, you can still connect with students via their preferred social media platforms and improve learning outcomes with ConnectYard, and here's how. First off, that's ConnectYard, that's connect, then yard, all spelled as one word with the Y capitalized. Now, ConnectYard provides a completely private and secure social management functionality for you to compose messages to share with students, and then ConnectYard notifies students when you have shared a message. You can send important announcements, reminders, or grade updates, and they get those messages via the communication channel each student has identified as his or her preferred channel to receive those messages. For instance, you may have some students in your classroom who prefer to stay connected to what's happening by checking Facebook, while you have others who favor Twitter for their updates on what's trending and what's not. And then you might have a third group that wants to stay in the know by checking text messages. You do not have to keep up with those preferences, but you can communicate with every single one of those students via their preferred mode using ConnectYard. Via ConnectYard, faculty can make a post, and it's delivered to the preferred channel each student has identified. This way, students and faculty can engage in two-way communication. Engagement goes up, students remain informed, and faculty are not required to like, friend, follow, or join any social networks. And if you're looking for a way to keep all digital course engagement in one place, all of your educational technology in one place, I invite you to check out Cengage Learning's Mind Tab, which includes a ConnectYard Mind app. MindTap is an online personalized learning experience that includes a learning path where faculty can add their own content, insert videos of themselves into the ebook, where they can briefly, let's say, direct students to specific sections to read. You can share annotations with students and much, much more, all in one place. You can learn more about MindTap at cengage.com/mindtap. To conclude, social media is no longer just for liking photos, updating timelines, and sharing celebrity tweets. It's also a tool that can keep your pupils in the know while extending learning. You can demonstrate for your students some intelligent ways to use technology, so LOLing and IMing are not all they're doing on those little devices of theirs. This has been Bridget McGowan-Hawkins for Cengage Learning, your partner for innovative teaching, learning, and research solutions. Thanks for listening.